This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Just have 1 minute here today to introduce this program. This is the last part of this message that's been airing this week, some 40 minutes long. It's a continuation of Mark chapter 13. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age or end of the world? We're going through this list verse by verse. There'll be famines, pestilences, earthquakes. Then Jesus said, don't go down to get anything out of your house. Pray that your flight is not in winter or on the Sabbath. We're going to be looking at what the Lord meant by all of these things here today. This is the last part of this message. We'll be back again tomorrow in a study in the book of Acts. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We're in the same gospel, Mark chapter 15, here this weekend. Now let's hear the last part of this message out of Mark chapter 13.
Look at a gold coin. What do you see on it? 999. Stand on top of your head and look at it. What do you see? 666. So anyway, to know the future, you must go to the past. May I also say, this kind of stuff makes you want to believe in the rapture. But doesn't it? Mighty convenient, isn't it? Imagine if you'd be around to endure this. How many Americans, Mr. Marshall, do you think would endure this today? 5%. I'm about with you. That out of 100 Christians, 95. Think about that. I don't disagree with that. In the past, everyone was forced to bow down and worship the image, or else, and the or else was thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Now let me stop here and make a distinction. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. It says, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. But know and understand this. Paul's talking about God's wrath, not Satan's wrath. Paul himself was taken away by Nero and killed and lost his head. Peter was crucified upside down. But you say, that's not fair if it happens to you. And you quote this verse, God has not appointed us to wrath. Well, how about the 100 million other Christians that were killed in this manner? Don't quote that verse to me. You don't understand that. How about all the Christians in Iraq and Syria that are set on fire in cages by those of the peaceful religion? How about all those Nero soaked in oil and set on fire to light up his arena? What about them? Don't quote that verse to me. I want you to see the distinction between the wrath of God and the evil wrath of Satan, which Christians for 2,000 years have had to endure. You are always subject to the wrath of Satan. You are never subject to the wrath of God. I was just thinking here this morning, I can think of two times the wrath of God has been carried out in this world. Now, maybe there's more than that. You can talk about it tonight. You know the two times I can think of? Number one is what? The ark and the flood. Now they went through it. Boy, did they go through it. But that's a picture of Christ. They were on the ark. They were delivered through that tribulation. Right? Revelation 3:10, right? God will keep us out of. The hour of trial is going to come upon the whole world. That's number one. What's the second time the wrath of God has been evident on this world? Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's another one. I was thinking the 10 plagues of Egypt, where they still had to go through that. Remember what God said? He said it three times back in Exodus, chapters 8 and 9. He says, I will make a distinction. God sent all of his people to the land of Goshen. Even the cows weren't hurt. He said, I will make a distinction between my people and Pharaoh's people. They went through the wrath of God, but not even a cow was hurt. Because God takes care of his own. That's the same thing God said to Abraham, Genesis 18. When Abraham had the nerve to say to God, far be it from you to treat the righteous as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the God of all the earth do right? God wouldn't destroy Sodom if there was 10 righteous people in it. You will not subject to the wrath of God. Walk out this door and you're subject to the wrath of Satan. You don't even need to walk out the door. They can walk in the door and ask, are there any Christians? And Chief Bill there is first in line with his hand up. The line starts here. He's written a blog on that. The line starts here. I like that. But we're always subject to that. The closer we get to the end, the more difficult God is going to make the life of his children. Let me say that again. The closer we get to the end, the more difficult God is going to make your life. Oh, joy. Aren't you just thrilled about that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? All right, here's the opposite of that statement, and see if you believe this instead. The closer we get to the end, the more money God is going to give you. Needs not my commentary. Though half the churches in America will tell that to you. I won't tell it to you. I'll say God makes your life difficult so that when they do come through the door, you'll get in front of Bill. John 12, 25. What does it say? He that loveth his life will lose it. He that hateth his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. That's what he says. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. Let's go on. We've got to wrap this up. Verse 15. Let him who was on the housetop not go down into his house, neither enter therein to take anything out. Let him that is in the field not turn back to take up his garment. Woe to those that are with child. Woe to those that, King James says, those that give suck. We should say those with nursing babies in those days. Pray your flight would not be in the winter. Matthew adds, pray your flight may not be in the Sabbath either. Why these warnings? Why the warnings to nursing mothers? Have you ever been to the airport before when you're getting ready to board a plane? What's the first thing they say? Women and children first. Why? Because it takes them longer to get onto the plane. It takes them longer. Have you ever seen the face of a woman traveling with children in an airport? They get the makeup running down their eye. The hair's all straggled. And then you say some, woo, look out. I don't blame them. This is why Jesus says, pray you ain't got any children. Pray your flight's not on the Sabbath. Why? On the Sabbath, you can only travel a mile and a half. You need to get as far as you weigh, as quick away as you can. Winter. Winter, the Greek word kaimon, actually means inclement weather. Like running against the wind or a hurricane. Don't you remember those dreams you used to have as a kid? When you're running and running and running. Man, I dreamed this dream 50 years. You're running and running, Frankenstein's chasing you, and you're not getting anywhere. You're running and running and running and running and running and running and running, and you're still right where you were. Jesus said, pray the wind's not blowing against you. Pray you have better luck than Paul W. Esposito did, running against Boris Karloff, chasing him down. That's what he means by that. For in those days there will be great affliction, such as not has been from the beginning of creation, which God has created unto this time, neither shall be. And except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. And don't ask me what that means, because I do not know. Except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he hath shortened the days. Then if anyone says, look, here is the Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe it. Notice all the believers on the earth looking under every rock for Jesus Christ. Look, there he is. Maybe he's under there. Maybe he's in here. Maybe he's back here. Why are all these Christians still on the earth? These aren't unbelievers looking for Jesus Christ. This is what we're looking at here tonight at 6 o'clock. And that is Christians on earth during the tribulation. 6 o'clock tonight. My favorite verse, verse 23. Take heed, Jesus says. This is Mark 13:23. Take heed. I have told you all things beforehand. You, my friend, are what we call in the business loaded for bear. You're loaded for bear. You've got tomorrow's newspaper. It's right here. It's like going down to the racetrack with tomorrow's newspaper. You've got win, place, and show of every race. You know more about the Antichrist than he knows about himself. Jesus says, I have told you all things beforehand. I leave you with one of my all-time favorite texts in the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 6. It says this. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. He consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass by this place, because the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this, and he called his servants, and he said to them, will you not show me who is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants answered and said, none, O king, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, he tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your own bedroom. And that is how it is with you. But please, don't go to the word of God as a crystal ball. But go to the word of God because you love God and because you long to hear him speak. Because God, let me tell you, he longs to hear you speak.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God. Here is our King, here is our